What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's an Evo night as Nathan Eovaldi back on the hill for your Texas Rangers. We got pregame coming up at 8 o'clock with Jared Sandler and company. So we'll have the Fan After Dark. Another hour quickie with our guys CA and Fred Davis. We'll catch up with them for crosstalk a little bit later. The Power Hour, the final hour, hour number five of the G-Bag Nation. Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, Brian Broaddus, Gavin Dawson off this week, vacationing with the family. Send him love and well wishes. Lucius Alexander kicking ass, taking names. And then, of course, we got Carter Freeman running your video. Thanks.
Please don't tell me you got the sickness I had.
I don't think so. God. I feel fine. Just a little bit of, what do you call it?
Phlegmy?
Phlegm.
Phlegming it. It's been a while, man. I used to phlegm fight quite a bit.
The phlegm fighters?
Yeah.
I think I have, I've overcome the phlegm over the course of the last few years, but that was a rough moment. That was tough.
Yeah, well, you're exerting your voice and your cords and your throat a lot more these days.
That brought me back to like 10 o'clock p.m. nights.
Oh, back in the power
back
hour.
Back in the days, man. That was, wow. All right, let's talk some Rangers. I'm still not seeing a lineup. This is a bit interesting. The Angels have put out their lineup. Unless I, you know, this for whatever reason, the work computer is not wanting to refresh well for me. But it is Nathan Eovaldi who's going to be on the hill tonight. Now, we have the Major League Draft in baseball that's going to be happening on Sunday. And we talked to CY about that yesterday. And the Dallas Morning News has put out, all right, let's look back and reflect with our buddy Sean McFarlane on the last 10 Rangers classes. Like, how have they ended up doing in the draft as we prep our bodies, minds, and souls? You go back 10 years, and it was Dylan Tate who they took fourth overall. That was a bust. He has turned out to be a decent bullpen piece, but he was thought of as, all right, he's going to be a starting pitcher, part of a rotation. Didn't really work out. Most productive selection, Pete Fairbanks, who's been an excellent reliever, was with the Rangers, went to Tampa Bay, and he's been brilliant for them.
Yeah.
And then Jeffrey Springs, also, who has had good moments in his major league career. 2016 was Cole Ragans. And unfortunately, Cole Ragans didn't work out with the Rangers. He's since had tremendous success after the trade to the Kansas City Royals for Aroldis Chapman, resulted in a World Series. So we're all good here, but Cole Ragans has been fantastic in KC. Best value in that class, how about our buddy, old Kissin' Kate Barlow's brother, Joe Barlow. 339th overall pick in that draft.
Big fan of that guy.
Big fan. 2017 was Bubba Thompson. And Bubba
back
was,
to playing quarterback.
It was the speed. Yeah, I mean he was Jalen
South
Tolbert's
Alabama
old high school buddy. But no, that didn't quite work out. Jacob Latz, though, has worked out. He was the 164th overall pick in that class. 2018 was Cole Wynn. Now Cole Wynn was really emerging as a potential stud in the minors as a starter, was in the minor league all-star game several years ago, has since been an exceptional reliever in the minors and has had really good moments this year with the Rangers as well. 2019, you got Josh Young and Cody Bradford. I mean, that was a pretty damn good class. That's the highest grade so far in A-. 2020, Justin Foscue, Evan Carter. And hey, if Evan Carter can develop to what we thought he would after that World Series run, you're going to look back and it doesn't matter what the hell Justin Foscue did. Foscue at least broke his 0-4 when he got called up.
Just kind of got the bat, barrel of the bat in the zone. And
that had to feel so good.
With a double.
So good. Yeah. 2021 was Jack Leiter. And then Aaron Zavala as well has just not panned out. That's been a bust. But Mitch Bratt, who's one of their lefties, 134th overall, has also turned out to be a pretty darn good value. Then you've got Rocker, who we talked to with the Rangers Players Show.
Originally drafted by the Mets, right?
Yes, and he went back afterwards. He was a 10th overall pick by the Mets, then went back into the draft. Rangers then selected him. And Cole Drake also a part of that class. It's crazy because the whole thing was like you got Rocker because you were going to pair him with Brock Porter, if you remember back in that. It was that whole, hey, all right, we'll draft Rocker. We'll also then nobody else is going to take Brock Porter, first-round talent. They get him in the fourth round. He just says it has not worked for Brock Porter. He is down now at single-A Hickory, and he's had to move to the bullpen. So his development certainly has taken a hit. Then Wyatt Langford, who's been a badass, and then we'll see about Malcolm Bohr, who was the catcher they took last year, and they're probably going to need a catcher based on Jonah Heim's regression a little bit. And, man, you know, Higgy was a free agent. So, look, Jonah has shown the ability to step up in the clutch in moments throughout his career. But overall, I mean, that's one. If I had to bet on a guy that, hey, 2023 was really an outlier, and he's probably not going to get back to that guy. I think Jonah offensively, I don't know that we'll ever see that version of Jonah Heim again.
No, I don't think so. But I am pretty excited about what we've been seeing in Frisco with Cole Drake.
Yeah, he's been badass, man.
He's been really, really impressive. Starting pitcher of the month for the month of June. And he goes 2-1 with a 1.64 ERA, 21 punch outs, 8 walks across 22 in a third innings. So this is a guy that's been pretty awesome. And you love to see it. I know Corey Majors has been in love with this guy for many years.
Well, and he's a lefty, so that's you certainly need that right now. I mean, they don't have a ton of lefty options that are coming up the pipe. But, yeah, it's going to be fantastic. And then we've got the mock draft roundup. All right, so who are the Rangers possibly eyeing? Well, it looks like a lot of high school prospects this year, which would be different because they've really gone with the college route over the course of the last 5 years.
They're like the older dudes.
Yeah, I mean, they pivoted because they were going high school, and then now that they've gone with some of the older guys. Now, the one college prospect is an Oklahoma Sooner. Shout out to Carter Freeman. Kyson Witherspoon, right-handed pitcher. The write-up from Baseball America's Carlos Collazo. The Rangers sound like either the floor or something very close to it for JoJo Parker. He's also mentioned that he's met with the Rangers, but that's a team that could go a variety of routes. The Rangers are connected with bats more than pitchers, but Witherspoon's impact and upside might be just too much to pass up if he goes outside of the top 10. So that would be a guy that could end up being a top 10 pitcher. He slides out. Do the Rangers want to go back take another pitcher? I don't think you can ever have too many arms that you're developing in the pipe. But the other options, you've got Daniel Pierce, who's a shortstop out of Georgia. Rangers appear to be looking for offense, and that's a guy that certainly has a bat that is very enticing in this year's class. Ike Irish was the guy who can play outfield and catch out of Auburn. That's Jeff Passan. He's got them mocked to take him. JoJo Parker, another option I've mentioned for the shortstop out of Purvis, Mississippi. And then you've got Kaysen Cunningham, also a shortstop. A lot of shortstop. That's Keith Law of The Athletic. Has Cunningham near the top of Texas's short list, although he's not sure the Rangers could end up pivoting, taking a guy like JoJo Parker. But if Kaysen Cunningham's there, Keith Law believes, out of Johnson San Antonio High School, he would be the selection for your Texas Rangers.
Man, it's always a challenge projecting that far out, but that is the nature of the beast. And I would love to see them throw a catcher in the mix here. Like as you mentioned with the Jonah Heim stuff, that thing is not really trending the way that we had hoped, especially after the 2023 season.
Yeah, yeah.
So getting a guy in the mix there that can be developed, but yeah, I don't know. Even the Wyatt Langford stuff right now is frustrating with the way like the expectations being so high and what's going on with him. It's so difficult when it comes to one just playing the sport, even for a guy like Wyatt Langford, who's a top tier prospect.
Yeah, and having up the rings, yeah, super fast.
Super fast, yeah. But having your ups and downs in a big way, but being a guy in CY's position trying to project out so many years.
It's tough.
It's very, very difficult.
It's what makes the Major League Baseball draft. It's so challenging because, like, you're used to it. Hey, we get to do a lot of work. We love the NFL draft, right? And you're going to probably get immediate return on your first round pick. That's the expectation. You might not see your first round pick in Major League Baseball for 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, see, he was telling us yesterday, right? Like, we're projecting to a guy for when he's 27 to 31.
Yeah. Like, it's nuts. Dang, and the development, it's so volatile. You never know. And we'll see about Malcolm Moore, their first round pick last year. Like, how does he end up developing as a catcher? Maybe that ends up being their answer down the line.
Yeah, hopefully that dude is the answer for sure.
Chaz Chisholm of the Yankees is moving back to second base as the Yankees are going ahead and reconfiguring their defense. As Boone was talking on Talkin' Yanks, he's playing second tonight. I think we'll continue to work through it, depending on all the moving parts and things that possibly could happen. But I think right now I want to move him back to second base. So Chaz Chisholm started the season at second, moved to third after missing May with the oblique strain. As Waldo Cabrera, New York's primary third baseman to start the season, then suffered the season-ending ankle injury. And then DJ LeMahieu returned from the foot injury. So you'll have Chisholm moving back and playing second base now. Dodgers also getting a nice injection into their rotation as Tyler Glasnow is set to return from an injury. If you remember, it was Glasnow when he was pitching against the Rangers, ended up having to come out, had that elbow inflammation back in April 27th. So now he's going to be working their finale tomorrow against the Brewers. And congratulations to one Manny Machado. 2,000 hit. He is now in part of the 2K club for Manny Machado. His last night against the D-backs, he got that 2,000th hit. 298th member of that club. He's up to 950 career hits with the Padres to go with the 977 he had with the O's. And 36 in his very small tenure there with the LA Dodgers. But shout out to Manny Machado. Players with 350-plus homers and 2,000 career hits. It is a very, very short list. Only 11 players are on said list. Alex Rodriguez, Ken Griffey Jr., Albert Pujols, Miguel Cabrera, Frank Robinson, Mickey Mantle, Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, Lou Gehrig, Jimmy Fox, and Brian's favorite player of all time,
Biff Poparuga,
the great Mel Ott.
No,
Ty Cobb.
He accused me of that.
Ty Cobb was a wild boy.
Had, you know, Toxic Twins had to put you on out there, Broadus.
Yeah.
Broadus' favorite player. JB.
Yeah. Me and Ty Cobb, the old Georgia Peach, we hung out together. Yeah.
Woo!
Ty Cobb kidnapped the black kid before. You know that?
Yeah.
Yes, man. What?
The black kid was like good luck to him, he thought. And then when the hitting streak was over with, the dude just left the little black kid in whatever town it was. Get out of here, kid. Scram.
Oh, my God.
This is nuts. We need a Ty Cobb biopic now. I need to see it right now.
Might be some clan affiliation.
I mean, clearly.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Clearly.
Georgia guy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I was not familiar with that particular.
I need a movie, dog. I need a Ty Cobb movie, bro. Come on.
I'm surprised really we haven't.
Angelina Jolie's dad can play when he gets older.
Is that John Voight?
Yeah. John Voight
plays all the races on every movie. He's really good at it.
He is really good at it. Might be some truth to
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? Okay, let's do this.
Looks like there's a biopic, 1994, starring Tommy Lee Jones.
What?
Okay, Tommy Lee Jones also
has
the face for that.
Wait a minute, shorty.
And then Ty Cobb Man from Myth documentary. And it talks about
Tommy Lee Jones. What, 94?
Complicated persona. They say.
He was complicated.
Yeah.
You say complicated.
But Tommy Lee Jones is Ty Cobb.
I'm watching this.
In this movie.
Mm. Hopefully I don't have to order it, like buy it. Hopefully it's just streaming somewhere.
Hopefully it's streaming. But
it's 1994. I should be able to get that, right?
You would think so.
You would think, man.
Amazon is something else, bro. Dude. And if a lot of people are watching a movie at a certain time, the next day it has a charge on it all of a sudden. Yeah. Now you can't watch it free.
You got to rent
$3.99. You're like, oh, okay.
They're such jerks.
Yeah, they are.
Such jerks.
Are you
going to
be that DiCaprio meme, Lucius, watching that with your drink?
Man, it's got a 6.4 out of 10. It might be kind of decent.
Mm. 6.4 out of 10 That's not bad. I've seen way worse.
Lisa's going to come in really mad at us tomorrow.
She's going to be like, that movie sucked. Yeah. They left out all the racials.
SOBs.
Yeah. Like I watch Roots or something. Yeah.
That's what I...
Oh, geez.
What was that movie? Armistead?
Yeah. Give us free.
Mm-hmm. I went to that movie. I walked out of there and I'm like, no, I know why blacks hate us.
No, don't do that.
12 Years a Slave? That is a heavy watch.
I walked
out
of that movie and I'm like, my gosh, I feel
nobody hates white people. They just hate racism.
Oh, God.
Nobody hates white people.
Amen. There you go. All right. So this girl has gone viral on TikTok. Her boyfriend is convinced that he's created a new way of drinking at baseball games. The last one we were at, he had about 40 beers, she says.
40 beers in nine innings?
Yeah. He said he's really excited to show me his new way of drinking. So he goes to the ballpark. Now, I guess this is it's a Mariners game. And his method is simple. The first few innings before he says the game gets really good, he runs back and forth from the bar to his seat to collect all his drinks. That way, he doesn't have to miss the good innings, he says, to be at the bar. But his hack involves him missing a good portion of the game. He leaves his girlfriend on his own for a few innings and drinking warm beer. Yeah. He then demonstrates after Satterley expresses doubt, which is the girl, no one can get you that many beers, she warns. However, her boyfriend's unfazed by her lack of faith. He says, trust me, watch, I've got this. So he's got this formula where he's just going back and forth, different bars back and forth, and he just accumulates and hoards all these beers.
Right.
Then he goes back to the seats, punishes the beers, and I guess the problem is the girl now is upset at how drunk he is, but also the fact that she's been left for half the game by herself while he goes ahead and does his whole method to the madness to accumulate all the beers, because they do like a 2 beer per person rule.
Right.
So he's got to be bouncing around and doing this whole deal. So I don't know. It is a little bit genius. But in terms of a date, like especially if this was a first date, probably a big no-no for this guy.
First date, the goal is just to hammer 40 beers.
No, you could only get away with this like at a game like in Seattle or like San Francisco. Because if you accumulate that many beers, they're going to get hot. Right?
He's going to sit there and drink warm beer.
You can't sit there and do this like in St. Louis or Kansas City or one of those places where the beer's just going to get hot. Right? Is he drinking hot beer?
He's drinking warm beer.
He's definitely.
You could do it like in Texas in the indoor stadium. That would be. But
yeah,
to me, like the old stadium, there's no way in hell you would try that. Your beer gets hot after 2 sips.
I mean, if he's a real pro, he's chugging the hell out of this thing.
He's a real pro. He's got the girl there. So she can blow in his car to start it up.
Yeah. No, true that.
This man has an addiction.
He needs a DD to get home. That's for damn sure.
Blowing this thing to start it up and get you home, girl.
It does feel like a lot of work to put in to spend. And how much are you spending? If you're buying 40 beers at a baseball game,
that's also crazy. You're
spending...
What, $10 a beer, maybe?
We'll just say bare minimum, $10 a beer.
Yeah.
So you're spending an astronomical amount of money.
He's got to be beautiful. Women would say, you know what, this is a great idea.
No, the women were all roasting him. Like, this is a red flag. I would never go out with this guy. She's probably going to
break up
with him.
Okay, I'm a social drinker. I'm sorry.
But, you know.
I think the move is to just sit in the parking lot.
Yeah, listen to the game.
Bro, after that 15th beer, he's coming back with no pants. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. He's got the popcorn.
He's going to be streaking on the field like those Little League coaches. Sliding into home.
I want the ice cream helmet.
I also do want the visual evidence that he's actually putting down 40 beers.
I don't think he's drinking.
He might have purchased 40 to try and flex that he's got money. 40 beers, that is a lot.
He's not doing that.
Unless he's going small ones, I don't know.
Leave an ATM receipt around, bro.
I did see Eric drink like a vodka drink, one an inning.
Oh, we were putting down.
World Series is a different level.
I
think you drank 10. Not that I was counting.
Well, I spilled half of them on the Secret Service that was sitting.
Well, I'm not going to tell that story,
but I would take responsibility for that. I got Eric into the vodka sodas there at Globe Life Field.
Well, you guys had good connections.
We did.
It's all about the connects. Yeah,
it is. If we didn't have the connects, it probably wouldn't have been as ham.
But
I was proud of the Secret Service.
Well, the thing, and then when you almost got in a fight in the men's room, you were a little drunk then. That time,
yeah, that wasn't even my fault. This guy was just being really. But douche nozzle.
Okay, I understand that.
You know how that goes.
Eric, all I was doing was checking a stall. Is a stall available?
Eric, that whole
what
game.
What are we waiting on?
That whole World Series game, Eric did. I don't think there was one time you didn't have a drink in your hand.
Yeah.
Way to do it.
And that's the name of the game for World Series time. Yeah. Monty on the bump.
Well, especially those seats.
Yeah, those seats,
you gotta
too.
You got to set the tone.
Yeah, come on
our
now.
Our buddy Greg. Yeah.
We're getting the people riled up. Shout out to Greg.
Greg's
that's
the
a
man.
Legend.
Yeah. Greg's the man. All right, how about we do a little sports hodgepodge?
Yeah, we got your newspaper sports headline of the day, plus a G-Bag Nation. You make the call next year in the nation.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, let's get you that sports hodgepodge before we crosstalk with Fan After Dark. We got CA and Fred Davis for a power hour leading into Texas Rangers baseball. Dropped one in Anaheim last night. The season is slipping away by the second when it comes to these Rangers. Bochy's frustrated, slamming hats and cell phones down, stopping reporters mid-question. Did you say, I don't know. I don't have the answer. Nobody does right now.
No answers.
We're down bad a little
bit.
Get
that weather warning, by the way.
The old flood watch.
And the flood watch, yeah.
Yeah, is that what we got going on right now? Yeah. Well, of course, they're going to be a little bit quicker with that these days. But it is coming down pretty good here in Dallas.
Yeah, it's pouring.
That's for sure. Segment here in the nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you have been hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels first. 214-333-3333. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. All right, we have your sports headline of the day. This is the New York Post. This is the sports page, the back page. And it reads, Help Wanted. And it's got a big Yankee logo. It says, actively seeking candidates for multiple starting pitchers, multiple relief pitchers, capable third baseman, righty hitting outfielder. Contact GM Brian Cashman for more info. And then they have in small letters, it says the Yankees, despite Cody Bellinger's game-saving double play to salvage the Subway Series finale on Sunday, which, by the way, was as nasty of a double play as you will ever see. Yeah. It says the Yankees have been taking on water for more than 3 weeks. They're in desperate need of multiple reinforcements to help a beat-up rotation, a worn-out bullpen, and a lineup with several deficiencies. Okay, so that's how the Yankees get treated. in New York, a team that's well above 500, certainly seen some slippage as of late.
Yeah.
I think they got swept by the Blue Jays, almost got swept by the Mets.
It's been bad.
But yeah, that's the type of newspaper sports pressure that gets put on them. Okay. The passive aggressive, just petty, sarcastic, help wanted. Please everywhere. Contact Brian Cashman if you think you can throw a baseball.
Oof.
It's fantastic stuff right there, New York. Getting it done at a high level.
Yeah, that's why they're reworking where everybody's lining up on defense, I guess. Man,
they need a capable third baseman. I know the Talking Yanks podcast was kicking around the idea of us sending them the Jungle Cat.
Hey.
We'd be selling real low on
what
him.
Offer I don't know, do you want to put together for Joshy Josh?
I don't know what we could get for Josh Jung right now. Hey, we just sent him down to Round Rock. You guys want him?
Yes.
That's going to be a player to be named later. That's going to be cash considerations.
Oh, no. A World Series champion and an all-star right there. We're selling high on Joshy. He comes back, has himself a 3-for-4. Boom, baby.
This kind of reminds me of all those Profars and Roddy Bobois and all those guys that we'd never wanted to trade. It was too late. Remember that?
Roddy B, untouchable.
Remember that Roddy B whole thing? They were trying to give us Kobe Bryant, we were going to do
that. That was a hell of a time. The Roddy was like insanity.
They're like, okay, we'll give you Kobe Bryant for Roddy. And we're like, and Mark Cuban's like, no.
Are you kidding me? Absolutely not. You stay away from Roddy.
Franchise.
Quote, I'm not going to trade him. He's pretty much untouchable. He says there's maybe one or two guys. This is back in 2010.
Jeez.
Cuban on Roddy B.
Yeah.
There's maybe one or two guys in the league that I would trade him for. That's it. Other than that, he's pretty untouchable.
Well, I guess we've learned that when Cuban talks about the trades, there's not much validity to it because he also said he'd get a divorce before he traded Luka. He technically wasn't the one that traded Luka, but he does still own a percentage of the team.
Mm.
Kamar Rocker got a lot of love on the text today.
He's a good dude.
For his interview.
His dad, like, we couldn't block him. I mean, if you can imagine, like, Aaron Donald just wrecking shop, that's what...
I believe it.
That's what Tracy Rocker was doing to us.
Mama gave me the flapjacks.
Yeah.
Well, finish the damn job.
I mean, nobody said it.
Nobody said Brett Favre?
Oh, you did it!
Mama gave me some of the flapjacks.
Mama gave me the flapjacks, and Mama took away 5 of the flapjacks. I want to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, getting a lot of love for Kamar Rocker. If you missed it, 5:20 today,
the
leading
flag
into the G-bag of the day. He was a fun interview.
He was.
He absolutely was. And also, the other feedback we have gotten is that everyone's calling Ballsack on 40 beers at a 9.
I want to see the video evidence as well.
I think that's
if I had a chance, I'd text in and say Ballsack too.
As obvious a Ballsack as we've seen in a while. Okay. Do you guys know how much?
40.
Waterboy. How much would an NFL Waterboy make on a game day?
Oh my gosh.
What's a game check?
Game check. So Waterboy would be considered, are we considering Waterboy a trainer, a staff member?
I think we're talking about just the simple, I think your main job is simply to squirt the green Gatorade bottle of water.
Well, that's a trainer, though.
Mouth.
A lot of those are trainers.
I'm just seeing Waterboy.
I think they're a staff member.
Okay. If
150 bucks.
$150
for a game. Okay. That's where we start the bidding.
I'm going to say, no, it's more than that.
$1,000.
I'm going to say it's...
come on. $1,000?
Hey, it's the NFL.
It's for squirting some H2O.
Look how they did the cheerleaders, though.
Yeah.
They just now got some paper.
I will say,
if you're just going to throw out a number, I'm going to say it's $300 a game.
Wow.
Okay, well, I'm seeing here $3,000 per game.
See, they're trainers. That's what I'm saying. They're trainers.
Well, that if they're trainers, then you're talking about trainers making like $50,000 a season.
Sucks. That's exactly right.
They attend practices. They handle locker room prep.
There you go.
And they travel with the team.
There you go.
And make $50,000.
There you go.
That's amazing.
You were making it sound like individually, like just water boy guy. No, trainers, they're like taping ankles and doing other things, too.
Okay, I have to say, bro, like if you are charged with the electrolytes and they paying you that much, $3,000 a game, I got you,
you're,
dog.
You're taping like...
Alkaline water on the way, baby. What?
Yeah, whatever you boys need, you got you.
Extra in there, I got you.
Taping ankles.
Usko. Yeah. Open your mouth. Here you go.
Yeah. Dude, I used to love... Did you guys do the cow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The squirt.
Yeah.
Usko.
I used to love that cow, man.
What a blind guy sees or hears when he did water.
Yeah.
Water
yeah. Okay, and then also I'm seeing this as well. The Arizona Cardinals are offering fans.
This is a ball sack.
Is it really?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, well, I don't want to run with it. No, I think this is real. This is just a new way to fan if you want this particular opportunity. The Cardinals are offering their fans the opportunity to travel to road games with the team.
What?
And it starts at $2,500 a pop. So you'll get a team chartered flight. I don't imagine that you're actually flying with the team.
No, they got two planes.
They got two planes,
okay,
right.
Okay, I'm telling you what, the game they're coming to, I saw this. Dallas.
Coming to the Cowboys game,
that's,
huh?
That's the game they're coming to. Yeah.
Hotel accommodations, full transportation, tailgates hosted by team greats of yesteryear, in addition to lower level tickets.
Yeah.
So for $2,500, you're getting everything covered. It's like an all paid just game day experience.
So they're launching a whole new platform with this. It's called Cardinals Premier Travel.
Okay, maybe not the food. I'm seeing hotel accommodations, transportation, tailgate. So maybe the game day tailgate, that'll be the food that comes with
the game,
it.
The game they're coming to is Dallas, from what I understand.
Okay, so maybe they're just...
Yeah, they're debuting it November Monday night football game at Dallas.
Okay, so that'll be the first one. Yeah. And then maybe over time, this will be like an every week or every road week opportunity for fans. That sounds pretty cool.
Cowboys have an incredible travel program for their fans.
Yeah?
They do, yeah.
I wasn't aware of that.
They do.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not. I mean, if you're a sponsor, sponsors will fly. Matter of fact, I flew on a trip to, I went on a road trip when they go to New York, and they sat me next to a guy who was an executive for American Express.
Mm.
Like a CEO of American Express who knew absolutely nothing about football.
Oh, really?
He knew nothing. And so the reason.
Were you disgusted?
No, they sat me with the intent of talking to him and explaining football the whole trip.
Oh, he just didn't care.
Gross.
No, they when I sat there, I go, okay, this guy's here for a reason. And the marketing people said, hey, listen, this executive from American Express is coming on a road trip. Matter of fact, the game was in New York. The guy lived in New York. He flew to Dallas to fly back to New York with the team just to be a part of all that.
So bizarre.
Yeah. That is a little bizarre. But hey,
I sat there and talked football with him the whole time, like tried to explain the game to him and stuff like that.
G-Bag Nation, you make the call. I don't know if you guys saw this. There was some level of like a fitness event, competition, CrossFit style, whatever.
I didn't see that.
You have the boyfriend and the girlfriend competing with each other versus, I guess, other...
At the Great Race?
I don't know exactly what this all...
The couple killer?
Oh, man. The Great Race.
The Amazing Race?
It is Amazing Race. Yeah. Is that the most...
The Great Race.
No, that is, you're going to get in a fight and you're... And
God, you're such an idiot. You can't read a map?
Yeah. I remember one time they had to do it. They had to change a bike tire.
Oh.
I thought there was going to be fisticuffs.
Yep. Yeah, I believe it.
Like the guy could not change the bike tire.
You're running everywhere. You got to eat weird stuff. Yeah. That looks like hell.
I call it the Great Race, right?
You did.
It's the Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. You just sub out the awesome word.
Okay. So this couple's gone viral because they're working out. They're in the middle of the competition and the girl just falls over, passes out.
And he keeps going.
And the boyfriend kind of taps her on the leg or whatever to like check. And like, he's basically like, he sees that she's unresponsive and he's like kind of calling people over. But then he just hops back in and keeps and finishes the competition.
Yeah.
And now he's being ridiculed and dragged online for being the boyfriend that continued to finish. Because he asked, he was like, do I need her to order to qualify? And they were like, no. And once he got that, like, he just kept crushing and she's just passed out and everybody else is trying to help her out.
He's got the warrior spirit in him.
Yeah. I just feel like, hey, I'll dude, this is you're now in the trenches of competition. Anything really goes here.
I've competed and finished 5 marathons in my life.
I think this is the biggest ball sack he's ever told us.
I know. That's about 6 more than I imagine.
I've got the medals and all. I'll bring them and show you. I'll prove it.
The old participation medals?
You finished. You finished it. I got a picture of me like going through the line. I learned this when you finish a race, you go under, you get your picture under the clock. Okay. So you run and you hold your hands up and go under the clock.
There you go.
In the middle. But I tell you what we did on marathons. I would run with 3 other people, train and all that. And we had a pact with each other that if somebody fell out, the others kept going. There was no, because you didn't.
This is CrossFit, man. She knows what it is.
We're here for a reason.
Yeah. And I tell you what, the people that I trained with, we never, ever all finished the marathon together.
Really?
Never. And it was always like somebody would have to slow up going, the others would like, we can't stop, we got to keep going. and one would finish way ahead of another one. We'd finish at different times and stuff. But we had a pact going in that if something were to happen to one of us, the others just keep going. Don't stop. That's what we did, and it worked.
How many marathons did you have to do before you realized you needed to do the Band-Aids on the nips?
Oh, man. I remember training. That happened in training.
Oh, okay, good.
Like, I wore a white, and you're just like a chafing. White shirt and blood. I mean, streaks of blood, just like blood coming down my shirt.
Did you crush fettuccine Alfredo before, too?
Oh, you eat pasta, the night before. You kind of do it really 2 days before. 2 days is the big thing, not the night before, but I'll tell you
what. That's what she probably didn't do. She probably didn't have enough food that day.
Yeah.
He's probably telling
electrolytes,
her, something. Hey, make sure you get your protein in there. Oh, I'm fine. Yeah. And next, pow. Yeah. I told you.
Yeah, he probably told her, this is what you get.
Yeah, I'm locked in, babe.
Got back
she took a dive, yeah.
All right, we cross talk with Fan After Dark next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nation.
Thank you, Lucius. Appreciate that. Let's go. What we got going tonight, guys?
Lead this thing.
You guys were over there looking. Right. You guys
were we were salivating over this menu at 413 Kitchen and Sports Lounge that Fred is, I think, gotten all of us.
I'll tell you what. Where is it?
Louisville. My hood, just down the street.
Right? I'll tell you, this place sounds incredible, by the way. We need a company outing over there.
Right, we absolutely do. Yeah. And Angela, who's a Kansan, by the way, so that's how the whole thing started too.
Connection
so.
Between her.
What's Man. That?
She's the connection that lured you in there.
Well, no. What lured me in there was it just said sports, food, and it was Friday, July 4th, right? And so I mean, and it was right down the street from my house. I'd never seen it before, so. I moseyed on in there and, bada bing, bada boom. Just went there again last night with Henry Thomas and
Old What's Hank. The name of that place again?
413.
Okay, real quick, since we're talking about Louisville, we were supposed to do a shout out yesterday.
Yeah,
there
we
was
were.
A place in Louisville that was named the best pizza in the entire state of Texas by a national, whatever, they taste food, and they named one for each state in the union. Oh. The best pizza in the entire state of Texas is in Louisville. At Motor City Pizza.
And you guys talked about it. You guys did like one of your top tens.
Yes,
you guys talked about
Cooper Flag pizza. That's right.
And it's not that just because they can do Detroit style pizza, they can do any kind of pizza according to the article.
That's awesome.
That's square.
So we got to go check them out too. Since we're talking about Louisville,
you're talking about Louisville, best wings in the Metroplex. Well, arguably, some of the best wings in the Metroplex is a place called Wing Castle.
Look out!
Get Louis on Instagram. Oh, if I smoke one.
Red nose is hood.
Hey now, that's right by my house. That's right off of 35 Eastern Corporate.
Yeah, yep. Wingcastle, Big Tolos.
Okay, absolutely. Absolutely. No, and like I said, they got another establishment right next door. By the way, where did you find that R. Kelly clip?
It was just on the timeline, bro.
I was telling Fred because Fred didn't know. If you watch the documentary, that's where R. Kelly used to pick up the girls at the McDonald's in downtown Chicago.
Yeah. Oh, no way.
McDonald's right next to the high school.
That's the one.
He used to pull up and buy you a Happy Meal. I mean,
what the hell?
The Pied Piper, bro.
The Pied Piper.
So that's a deep cut then.
That's a deep cut. Okay. Yeah, that's a deep cut.
That's tough.
I thought that was like a cameo because you know he's doing those.
Yes, he is. He's doing that and he's singing you Happy Birthday.
He absolutely will.
He needs some money.
From prison.
Do you think we should get one for the show?
Look, the last
time, I mean, how expensive can an R. Kelly cameo be?
Yeah, you're right.
Shouldn't be
right.
Expensive.
Sure, we can figure it out.
You got a cameo, didn't you?
Yeah, we got Boban.
Willie Bully.
Boban.
Boban. That was
Zero and Eric. Yeah, put that together.
Willie Bully. Happy birthday.
I mean, that was legendary. To this day, I love listening to the Bobby cameo. Mm-hmm. That thing was fantastic. I wonder how much an R. Kelly cameo.
Okay,
was.
I'm gonna get if it's within reason. I'm gonna get R. Kelly to sing "Fan After Dark."
Couple of honey buns.
Seriously. I'll throw some money on his books. I'll put some money on R. Kelly's books. Absolutely.
A pack of cigarettes?
Yeah.
Oh, easy.
Not even a pack. That's too much now. Jail?
Just a couple of Lucy's. Woo,
He's charging $1,000.
$1,000?
$1,000?
If you want the 24-hour turnaround, it's $1,000.
Okay, we don't need it that quick.
It might be cheaper if you're down to wait a little bit. But available for 24-hour delivery, $1,000.
Wow. Interesting.
He must be cleaning up with that.
I bet he is. Boop, boop. I bet he is.
They got these diabolical psycho fans, like we just saw with the Diddy stuff.
Yeah,
they're outside the courthouse.
It's not Rico, it's Freako.
It's Freako.
Yeah, just dousing each other in baby oil.
Get y'all Freako.
The R. Kelly stuff was like the same thing. It's just groupies all over the place.
You think we could talk him down to $100 if we said like we'll wait for a couple weeks?
My guess would be that would be a hard no.
Maybe not.
I'll give you $100 and we'll give you a shout out. How about that?
$100 for a shout out.
We'll give you a shout out.
Man. We'll give you a shout out.
Let me think about it. I'll be right back.
And $100. And $100. That's fair.
What do you guys have coming up on the extravaganza?
R. Kelly shout outs.
You guys going to do the top five talented
guys that are incarcerated?
Yeah,
or should be.
Top three pedophiles.
The pedo list.
R. Kelly's remarkable, bro.
R. Kelly's definitely number one on that list.
He's super talented.
Sure.
He is.
I mean, you can't forget about Michael Jackson, though.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I know Kevin Hengler.
I'm going with the allegedly.
I know that whole HBO, and by the way, Max is going back to HBO Max tomorrow, but that whole documentary they made was a load of crap. It was all bull.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the feds, was it 10 years they investigated him, couldn't find anything?
Yeah. I mean, he was found not guilty, and then the family were all looking for money that did that documentary. So I don't know.
But isn't it true, though, the kids slept in the bed?
Yeah. Yes.
That is weird.
Michael Jackson was a unique and troubled individual.
Well,
I don't know that he actually did anything with those children. It's allegedly.
They said he was he wasn't a pedophile. He was X-Files. He's not a pedophile. He's X-Files. Boy, he's crazy X-Files. As hell.
Quit teasing people.
Damn right.
That's awful.
Damn right.
That's
all awful. Right. Everybody get out tomorrow.
Yes.
To Shell Shack.
Yeah, buddy.
In Dallas, off of Henderson Avenue. G-Bag Nation, we're going to be out there 2-7. First 40. Okay, we only got 40 of these Crown Royal Cowboys jerseys. First come, first serve. All right? You're going to want to get out there. It's going to be awesome. And make sure you go toe-to-toe. You get yourself some crawfish, and you have a crawfish eating challenge with Brian Broaddus. And we'll have a craw dog off.
You guys sign in the jerseys, too?
We'll sign the hell out of
those. Yeah,
shirts.
I got a bunch of pins and all stuff.
We're ready to go.
We can do that.
What do we think they'll go for on eBay after you guys all sign them?
5.
Okay. Don't let me find one at Ross Dressed for Less after tomorrow, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they'll be at a Goodwill.
Don't let me find one at Ross Dressed for Less.
Somebody trying their car off with that joint.
Sammy. Man.
All right, thank you so much. Fan After Dark coming up next. On behalf of Eric Chiafalo, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander, another 5 hours flawless, just crushing the game. We got Carter Freeman, who's killing it as well. I'm Zach Wolchuk. Until tomorrow at Shell Shack. Hugs and hand pounds, everybody.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.